OFM News, in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. N3 partially open following overnight violent protests and three missing Free State lions not yet sighted. The N3 near Mooi River Toll Plaza has been partially opened following violent protests last night involving truck drivers. The N3 toll concession confirmed on Twitter earlier that the northern traffic at the plaza on the R103 is being redirected in the direction of Escort. Traffic on the N3 southbound is being redirected in the direction of Greytown. The toll concession further says the situation is currently calm as authorities are on the scene and have started cleanup operations. Motorists are urged to drive carefully as recovery operations are underway. ENCA reports a total of 23 trucks were torched and at least 18 looted. The drivers are reportedly protesting against the employment of foreign nationals. The unrest comes just weeks after protesters shut down the N3 during the Easter weekend. The three lions reported missing from a farm near Pietersteyn in the Free State have still not yet been sighted by late yesterday. This comes after OFM News earlier reported that three more lions from the same farm were found dead by the owner of the property on Friday. Free State Police spokesperson Zweli Mohobeleli said while it is still unconfirmed, it is believed the three dead lions were poisoned. Police have also not yet determined if the three missing lions, one white female and two brown females, are dead, have been poached or are on the loose in the area. It is with that in mind that police caution those who do see the lions, especially neighbouring farm communities, to contact police or the Endangered Species Unit. Mohobeleli reiterates they are not certain the lions are on the loose, but do want to take precautionary steps by warning those residing in the area as well as farmers who own livestock. And companies at the centre of the ongoing national bus strike are losing patience with drivers and have given them until Wednesday to accept a revised offer or they'll revert to the original one. Bus companies are offering a 9% salary increase for the first year and 8% for the second year, but workers are demanding a 9.5% hike. ENCA reports the drivers also want a night shift allowance, but employees won't budge on this. Unions are accusing their employers of negotiating in bad faith. They say their clients are the worst affected by the protracted strike but are willing to sacrifice for a living wage. Both the Transport and Labour ministers have failed to resolve the nationwide strike now in its second week. Your top story at this hour, the N3 near Mooi River Plaza Toll Plaza is partially opened following violent protests last night involving truck drivers. Reach OFM News on our hotline on 082 370 1268.